overtime, your play on Thursday, and then to follow it up with this goal tonight, just take us through what you saw on the ice, getting that pass and turning it into net.
Yeah, I think we did a great job of possessing the puck before that. And then, you know, waiting for the right moment, not giving the puck up, and, you know, we found it and was able to put it in.
This team feels so similar to Thursday in Montreal, being down 2-0, two quick goals. When you think about Anders and Pajot's contributions tonight, getting those goals, giving you guys a chance, just how big was that?
It was massive. I think, you know, it shows the resilience we have on this team, and, you know, we don't quit, and I think we've been doing a great job both these games to not quit, dig with it, stay with it, and, you know, bury those chances.
A lot was on the line tonight, especially a big divisional game, huge opponent in the Metropolitan Division, and to extend your lead over the Blue Jackets. Just how does this team know what's at stake while being even keeled and, you know, kind of collective?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we all know what's at stake and how the standings are looking. And, you know, we're taking one shift at a time, one game at a time, and, you know, every game and every shift is a playoff game, and, you know, we just got to keep it going here for the last 20 games or whatever, so, you know, we just start to
in games like this, you see everyone buy in, with Mayfield getting 2 points tonight. Mm-hmm. How did he impact the game?
No, you know, he's very solid defensively for us. He's big, strong. He makes sure I play, and for him to get those 2 points in today as well, to put the puck in the net, and, you know, that's what happens when you put the puck in the net. Sometimes it goes in, and I think, like I said, he's been playing some great hockey.
Thanks, Evan. Thank you.